Ever get the feeling like there's got to be more to, well, everything? But what if there's a completely different way to look at the universe, you know, our place in it, even all the stuff happening in the world right now?
You're talking about searching for a deeper meaning, right? Something beyond the everyday.
Exactly. And that search is what this deep dive is all about. We're diving into the story of David Noel Lynch, a man trying to find that connection between, you know, faith and science using something he calls the Noel equation.
And it's not just the theory itself, it's the whole backstory. We're talking near-death experiences, profound revelations. It sounds like a movie, but the implications, they could be huge. Seriously.
Yeah.
And it all starts in a pretty unexpected place. Thing. A sermon in Austin, Texas. It's June 19th, 2024, and Pastor James Tallarico is preaching against something he calls the growing cancer within Christianity, Christian nationalism.
And that's important to unpack, because a lot of people might have heard the term but not really get it. Basically, it's this idea of merging Christian beliefs with American national identity, which can often lead to some, well, let's just say some pretty exclusive and even discriminatory views.
Right. It's a hot topic.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And Pastor Tallarico, he's not shying away from it. He's drawing this stark line between love, you know, the core of Jesus's teachings, and this pursuit of power, which he sees as the driving force behind Christian nationalism. It's a powerful message. But here's where it gets interesting. Sitting in the back pew is David Noel Lynch. And he believes he might actually hold the key to fighting this very issue.
And this is where David's story comes in. He's not a theologian, not a politician, but he's been developing this theory, this Noel equation, for decades. And to understand it, we got to go back. Back to June 19th, 1977, exactly 27 years to the day before that sermon, David's in a terrible car accident.
And this is where things get kind of wild. He survives, but the experience changes him. He talks about an out-of-body experience, you know, when your consciousness separates from your physical body. But for David, this wasn't just a hallucination or something. He calls it hyper-real, meaning it felt more real than real life.
Wow, more real than real life. That's quite an experience.
Right. And he comes back from this with, like, this huge revelation. He feels like he has to find a way to explain it, to understand not just his own life, but, like, the whole universe. And that's where the Noel equation is born. So here we have David, changed by this intense near-death experience. Mm. And he's driven to make sense of it all, trying to find a way to explain this huge revelation.
And that's where the Noel equation comes in.
Right, his attempt to put it all into words.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But it's not just some, you know, complicated formula. It's actually, well, kind of elegant when you think about it. David describes it visually like an hourglass, but he pictures it turned on its side.
Okay, so I'm picturing an hourglass on its side. I like a good visual. What are the different parts? What do they represent?
All right, so the red bulb at one end, that's the past. And on the other end, the blue bulb, that's the future. And that thin part in the middle where they connect, that's the present moment. But it's the axiom, the underlying truth he builds from this that's really interesting. It's MISO-CC.
Okay. Break that down for me a little. My physics is a bit rusty.
So he uses C to represent the speed of light, which is like the ultimate speed limit, right? So David's saying the past, that's the MISO, it's limited by this constant. And same with the future, C, it's also limited. But the present moment, that point where they meet, that's where he puts infinity, the limitless potential represented by OSCE.
So he's suggesting that while we see time, the past and future, is like a straight line, the present moment actually holds infinite possibilities.
Yeah, exactly. And that challenges how we usually think about reality, right? We're always stuck in the past or worried about the future. But David's saying, no, the real potential, the infinite part, is right here, right now.
Okay, that's a pretty profound concept.
Yeah.
But is this just a thought experiment? Or does this Noel equation, does it actually hold up, like, mathematically or scientifically?
That's the big question, right? And honestly, it doesn't really fit in with our current scientific models. But, you know, even Einstein, he was considered a radical back in his day.
Right, way ahead of his time.
Exactly. And what's really interesting is some of what the Noel is getting at seems to echo those kind of weird, less understood parts of things, like, you know, quantum physics.
Okay, yeah, like, what? Give me an example.
Well, you've got quantum entanglement, where two particles, even if they're miles apart, they can still affect each other instantly. Or the idea that time itself might not be a straight line, but something more fluid, more interconnected.
Right, like time isn't maybe as straightforward as we think.
Exactly. And these are concepts that still have physicists scratching their heads, you know? So who's to say David's way of thinking about it, even if it's unconventional, couldn't offer some valuable new perspective?
So we're not writing it off just yet.
No way. Sometimes the most groundbreaking ideas, they come from people who aren't afraid to, think outside the box.
Exactly. You got to be willing to ask, what if? But David doesn't stop at just the theoretical, does he? He seems to see this Noel equation as more than just some equation. It's like a spiritual thing, too, something that can help us understand not only the universe, but also ourselves.
Right. It's like a spiritual blueprint. He connects the Noel to consciousness itself. He argues that if we could really grasp this idea, this interconnectedness of everything, it would completely change how we see the world and how we see each other. And this is where it circles back, to the beginning, to David believing the Noel can fight against that divisive worldview of Christian nationalism.
So how does he think this equation, this idea of interconnectedness, can actually fight something as ingrained, as complex as Christian nationalism? We're talking about the Noel as this bridge between like science and spirituality, right? And maybe even a way to fight against that us versus them kind of thinking that fuels things like Christian nationalism.
David believes that if people could really get this idea of the Noel, if they could really understand that we're all connected, all part of this one infinite reality, it would break down those barriers that lead to fear and prejudice and eventually even conflict.
I get it. It's a beautiful thought. But I gotta be honest, it also seems, I don't know, kind of idealistic. Like, can an equation really change people's hearts?
That's the million-dollar question, right? And David seems to think so. He doesn't just tell Pastor Tallarico about it either. Remember that photograph he gives
Yeah,
him?
the one with the equation written on it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just any random picture. It's like a visual representation of the Noel. And David even drew the equation itself on the back, almost like a signature or a key,
Wow. It's like he's giving the pastor a piece of this huge revelation, a way to like hold on to the essence of the Noel. So what does Pastor Tallarico even say to all this?
Well, you can tell it really gets to him. He says he felt a sense of awe, like he was touched by something truly extraordinary. He may not totally understand the science behind the Noel, but he feels its spiritual power.
You know, it makes you wonder, what if David isn't crazy? What if he really did see something real, something true, and he's just trying to share it with everyone?
It's definitely something to think about, and it gets even more interesting when you think about how David believes the Noel could actually fulfill that old prophecy of Saint Malachy, the one about the last pope, Peter the Roman.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie, this is where I get a little lost. We went from a sermon in Texas to like quantum physics, and now we're talking about centuries-old prophecies. How does it all fit together?
Well, David thinks that by sharing the Noel, especially with the Catholic Church, it could change everything. Like, if they could see the world through this idea of interconnectedness, it could bring about this huge shift in consciousness, a new era of unity and understanding. And maybe, just maybe, that's what Peter the Roman really is, not a literal person, but like a transformation, a new
Okay.
way of being.
Wow. Okay, that's a lot to take in. But whether you see it as this big scientific breakthrough, a spiritual awakening, or even just a really interesting thought experiment, one thing's for sure. David and this Noel equation, they make us question everything. The nature of reality, the power of belief, the potential for change. What do you think? Could an equation, a single idea, really change the world?
That's the question David wants us to ask, and it's one we all have to answer for ourselves. But, maybe just by asking it, by being open to these new possibilities, we've already started something, like creating ripples in this infinite pond of existence.
I like that. And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder the echoes of the Noel. Until next time, keep diving deep.